Yeah, and that's what I mean. You know, it's like it's so weird how, you know, you got one is an invasive species and, you know, and a nuisance and a problem and dangerous, and the other one is, you know, wolves are dangerous, let's not kid ourselves, but they mostly are not a problem, and, you know, they're where they're supposed to be, and, you know, you kind of cut them a little slack because if you're up in their area, you should know better. They're not down here saying they want to come back down and take over our area, even though we displaced them in the first place. Neither here nor there. Yeah, you know, wolves are a whole different kettle of fish. And foxes, I knew less about foxes until I had a whole, you know, den of them living in my yard. Hell, at one time I had like 8 or 9 of them all bouncing and playing around in my backyard, you know, along with the pups and everything, not kids. And they're adorable. Love the foxes. They got a little bit comfortable with me, where they wouldn't run, you know, immediately. I even had one that I thought I could coax, you know, in closer. And yeah, I tried to outdoor domesticate one of them. And I'd still do it, given a chance. I haven't had any recently. I seem to be high on the deer scale and low on the fox scale these days. So we'll see. That's why when I saw that one critter just recently, I thought maybe it was a coyote. I don't know if coyotes and foxes coexist, or if, you know, when you got one, you don't have the other. I know one thing, you got bunnies, you don't have foxes. When you have foxes, you don't have bunnies. So yeah, those are one of the first things, one of the first signs you got foxes. Before you even see them, you notice, ain't got no more bunnies, which I do not. I do not have bunnies, so there's something in there. But I'm surprised Dakota hasn't. I wonder if he took the day off. He hasn't been in there. He's, I'm sure, got a lot of stories about coyotes. W8FU, I am on my final approach.